You know, freedom is a great thing. Amen? Everybody wants to be free in one way or another. People want to be free from debt. They want to be free from themselves, you know. They want to be free from bondage. They want to be free from fear. They want to be free. Free from bad habits. Free. If you take a child and you put that child in a facility, and this child grows up in some kind of facility and never knows anything that's outside of that facility, that child will think it's free, never knowing what more freedom is, what real freedom is. That's called artificial freedom. And that is a ploy of the enemy to put people back into bondage and call it artificial freedom. And again, until we realize that there is more freedom available for us, we live in a state of freedom that becomes artificial. It becomes temporary. The Word tells us that only where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. So one of the things the enemy tries to do is draw us and drain us from the Spirit of the Lord. He likes to beat us down and wear us out. See, there's a difference of living in the Spirit and out of the Spirit. See, we're either in or we're out. And every decision and every move you make can either keep you in or put you out. And it is the ministry of the Spirit, which means the ministry of breath. It is the ministry of the breath of God. So as you and I are decreeing God's word, as we're singing God's words, there's a move of God's hand and the breath of the Spirit. Because you can't get anywhere with sowing, without sowing. If you don't speak, you don't get nowhere. People want all kinds of things to be done for them from God, but they're not willing to sow. I've had people call me many times and say, would you pray over me? I said, man, you better speak some prayers before I pray over you. Because unless you sow, you're not going to reap. The word says, sow in the Spirit, not in the flesh. I've had many times people call, would you pray for my deliverance over the phone? No, not until you sow it in the Spirit. I've had people meet me at services. I wouldn't pray for them unless they sowed in the Spirit. If they're sitting there and wanting to get healed or something happened to them and they don't sow in the Spirit, come back another time. Does everybody understand? Because you don't get nothing without sowing in the Spirit. And people are expecting something from God without sowing in the Spirit. It doesn't work that way. Because what you sow is what you reap. Amen? When you sow in the Spirit, you reap life. So in this right now, we see a huge rise of artificial freedom all over the place. People think that they're being free when they're actually being put in bondage and don't even know it. Why? Because they're living outside of the Spirit, not inside of the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5. Did you get touched tonight? Did you get refreshed? If you got refreshed, you're in the Spirit. If you got refleshed, you're out of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Galatians 5, verse 16. Artificial freedom. There's a lot of it going on. It's rising all over the place. In verse 16, let's speak it together. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So the lust of the flesh is out of the Spirit. Amen? When you think about it, think about in the Spirit. Well, where's the Spirit? Is it in you? Yes, it's not your flesh. Amen? So when you're walking in the Spirit, you must look at in you. in the Spirit, where the Spirit of God is. So when you're walking out of the Spirit, you're walking in the flesh. Amen? In verse 17, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so you do not do the things that you wish or desire. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law of judgment. Everyone say law of judgment. Only if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law of judgment. Now, the works of the flesh, which is out of the Spirit, amen, are what? Evidence, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery. Sorcery is also known with drugs, because addiction is associated with drugs. Drugs is, it comes from a word called pharmakia, which means black magic, witchcraft, and sorcery. Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions and heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God or eternal life. In other words, why? Because they're living outside of the Spirit, not inside of the Spirit. Amen? Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit, or those who live in the Spirit, there is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law or no judgment. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And let us not become conceited, provoking one another or envying one another. Again, in the Spirit or out of the Spirit, your inner heart. Is it a law of judgment? The flesh is out of the Spirit. Again, we are made of a spirit, soul, and body. Amen? So when you're not in the Spirit, you're in the flesh. That's all it's to it. 2 Corinthians 3. Free. In the flesh is bondage. Say it. In the flesh is what? Bondage. People become a slave to the kingdom of darkness. They become a slave to deception. 2 Corinthians 3, please. In verse 12. Therefore, since we have such hope, is everybody there? We use great boldness of speech, unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were what? Blinded. For until this day, the same veil remains unlifted on the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ or in the anointing. Amen? So when a person accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, is the veil taken away? No. It's the start of it. Does everybody understand that? That's why there's a lot of people who accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and they're still doing the wrong things. Does everybody understand that? Why? Because a veil has not been removed. Does everybody get this? Christ means anointed one and his anointing. What happened to Saul, who became Paul? When did the veils come off? When the man of God laid hands on that person, on Saul, and Saul got filled with the Spirit of God, then the veils came off. Why? Because the anointing breaks that veil of deception. So when a person accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it is the process to removing the veil. Amen? So they're learning how to get in the Spirit. They're learning how to get filled with the Spirit of God so that veil stays removed. But the enemy loves to bring that veil back. How many of y'all know that? Man, I know many people right now that are blinded and been filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost. And now they're back in jail, they're back in prison, they're back in addiction programs, they're back in all kinds of places. Why? Because they've been touching unclean things. And it just puts the veil right back on. That's what the enemy tries to do. See, if you're a self-centered individual, there's a veil there. Because the formula is deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. If you're still fighting for your life, the veil is coming back. If you can trust God to do it all, you're in the spirit. But if you're in the flesh, you can't trust God. You take things in your own hands. And then it doesn't work anyways. Amen? Anybody ever take your will back? Boy, we wish we didn't. Nothing but disastrous. Amen? Verse 15. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is what? Taken away. Now, the Lord is the what? The Lord is the what? Oh. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty or what? Freedom. Liberty or freedom. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding in the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the living God. So the Spirit of the Lord is true freedom. Outside the Spirit is flesh, and it's artificial freedom. Amen? Heck, you can be debt-free and still be in bondage. Does everybody get it? You can be a gazillionaire and still be in bondage, thinking that you're free. There's artificial freedom. And it's rising every single day. Romans 8. If it's artificial freedom, is it deceptive? Yeah. Well, what's Satan's greatest weapon? Deception. Romans 8:1, let's speak it together, please. Is everybody okay? There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, or what we call outside of the Spirit, but according to the Spirit, or inside the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death and judgment. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteous requirement, everyone say righteous requirement. So is there a requirement? Yeah, it's called cooperation. Of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, which is outside of the Spirit, but to those who what? Walk according to the Spirit. Verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And for to be carnally minded, which is the mind which is outside of the Spirit, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Does everybody see that? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So then those who are in the flesh or living outside of the Spirit will never please God. They will have an artificial freedom, but they'll be in bondage, not even knowing that they are slaves of the powers of darkness. Amen? So the law of the Spirit of life is in the Spirit. It's true freedom. The law outside the Spirit is sin, death, and judgment. It's artificial freedom. Galatians chapter 5. You know, there's many individuals that have been living on the streets for so long that when you bring them in, they don't want the responsibility. They don't want accountability. They actually think that they were living and freedom out there, but it was artificial, even though they were addicts and so forth. It was artificial. And some of them don't want to change. They say yes, 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 but some don't want to change. And you can't do anything with someone that doesn't want to change. Some of them are content and going into the labor pool twice a week and using that money to be smashed the rest of the week. Living out of cardboard boxes, smelling like you know what, and not able to fulfill a life that God gave them, but trashing it. That was one of the things that kept hindering me. I'll never forget when those two angels were looking at me. And they said, look at what he's doing with his life. When I was out there. Look at what he's doing with his life. And it nailed me. I kept thinking every day afterwards, I'm wasting this life. I'm wasting this life God gave me. Didn't know God. But I believe that there was a God. Wasting life. Wasting so much time. I lived a life of trying to get high. It's all I lived for. It wasn't until the presence of God came that I realized it was Him I was looking for my whole life. And then He was my fulfillment, and it still is. Amen? In verse 1, Galatians 5, let's speak it. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the what? Yoke of bondage. False freedom. Artificial freedom. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I justify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by the law. You have fallen from grace. Grace is God's plan. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. You ran well, who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from Jesus, who calls you. A little leaven leavens a whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind. But he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. For you, brethren, have been called to what? Liberty. Only do not use this liberty as an opportunity for the flesh. For through love, serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you become consumed by one another. Steadfast in the spirit of free, true freedom. Don't be entangled. Don't get yourselves entangled outside of the spirit with artificial freedom. In other words, don't use the true freedom inside to exchange for artificial realm. Amen. Don't allow that demonic force to exchange you and bring you outside into the flesh. In James chapter 3. So I didn't get called for jury duty. I was a little upset about it. Because I wanted to tell them, I ain't coming. I ain't wearing your stupid mask. But they didn't call me. I guess the Lord didn't want me to get involved. Hallelujah. In James 3, in verse 13. Let's speak it. Is everybody there? Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and what? Demonic. It's artificial. Think about this. Artificial. It's fake. It's a lie. It's all over the place. We have fake news. They have no purpose in office to assist the American people. You know why? Because they'd be the first ones standing up for what is right now. But not. They're promoting what is not right. They're bound by artificial freedom. They think that they're free because they've gathered everybody's money. They think that they're free because they have wisdom, but that wisdom's not from above. It's from below. In verse 16, for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. In the Spirit comes true wisdom from above. Outside of the Spirit is artificial wisdom. Amen? They got all these famous think tanks. Nothing but demonic presence. It's wisdom from below, not from above. You don't need a think tank to go figure something out. You need to pray in the Spirit and get in the Spirit, and it will come to you. Amen? Hallelujah. Proverbs 16. In fact, I never heard of anybody praying in tongues in the think tank yet. Everybody probably run out. That's why when they come knocking at my door, you know, trying to bring me false doctrine, first thing I'll say, hey, you know, whatever, let's pray. Most of them just want to step back. But if I start praying in the Spirit, the only thing I see is the bottom of their feet. I start praying in tongues, poof, they're gone. It's like, poof. It's all you see is dust and feet. I got to chase him down the street just to give him information. Proverbs 16, verse 16. Hallelujah. Everyone say glory. Let's speak it. How much better to get wisdom than what? Than gold. And to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who keeps his way preserves his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So is pride in or outside of the Spirit? It's outside of the Spirit. Remember, pride protects self. Amen? It's a protector of self. And fear protects pride. Anger protects fear. Verse 19, better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Praise God. He who heeds the word wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. Pride is outside of the Spirit. Humility is inside the Spirit. Remember, if you're outside of the Spirit, it's artificial freedom. If you're inside of the Spirit, it is true freedom. 1 Timothy chapter 6. So far they've counted 12,000 deaths of those who've taken the vaccination. 12,000. That's probably more than what's been really sick. Hallelujah. People are slowly waking up, though. And many more have been paralyzed or something else. But 12,000 deaths. And remember, the vaccination is a cursed item. will do has nothing to do with preventing COVID virus. It's just a protein. In fact, it is toxic and contaminant. 1 Timothy 6, verse 3. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is what? Proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such, withdraw yourselves. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing with these, we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, all men and women of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness and godliness, faith and love and patience. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Words of true freedom, words of artificial freedom. There's a lot of grumbling, complaining. There's a lot of false doctrines. There's a lot of promises that people can't make. It's all to bring people into bondage. It's not true. It's artificial freedom. Amen? The word tells us the love of money is harmful. That's why people go astray. That's why people chase jobs instead of God. They chase money. And they're always looking for another job to give them more money. Now, there's nothing wrong with it if God opens the door. But always know that God never interrupts himself. I would never take a job that would take me away from fellowship. Never. I don't care if it's more money or less money. I won't take a job that will take me away from gathering. Because without the presence, we're nothing. Without that anointing, we're nothing. And what good is it to have money and live in artificial freedom? Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3. First Corinthians 3 and verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, in other words, but as to carnal, in other words, they were living outside of the Spirit. As to babes in Christ, I fed you with milk and not with whole solid food, for until now, you were not able to receive it. And even now, you're still not able. Boy, that was a rebuke and a half. For you are still what? Carnal, living outside. Now, these are people that accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but they're still living outside of the Spirit. For where there are envy and strife and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like men? For one says, I am Paul, and another says, I am Apollos. Are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who else is Apollos, but ministers to whom you believed as the Lord gave to each one? I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one. Each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. Because a lot of people are building an artificial freedom. Hello? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We should be right near there. So where there's division, it's outside of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with what? Excellent speech or wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are what? Mature. That means in the Spirit. Yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would have not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it is written, eye is not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his what? Man, you know how many times people are missing because they're not in the Spirit. The mysteries of God, the hidden treasures, revelations. Everything outside of it is artificial. Everything. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we've received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. In the Spirit, we have eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to follow. Revelation of the true freedom, not artificial. Again, we are being renewed all the time. So being renewed all the time is being refreshed. It's like getting your cell phone recharged all the time, you know? We're being energized. So we're being renewed all the time. So we're alert. We're consistent. We're discerning. We're detailed. We can sense when things are coming. We can sense when we start to drift. Because there's boundaries that are set and they go off when you get near them by the Holy Spirit. Some of us need to be electrocuted more. Too close. 2 Corinthians 10. Hallelujah. Glory and glory. Second Corinthians 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the physical, we don't war according to the physical. They call it flesh here, but it's physical. Because flesh is different, isn't it? Amen? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or outside of the Spirit, but they are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. And a stronghold is a what? Memory lie. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is what? Fulfilled. In other words, walk in the physical realm. We don't war according to the physical realm, even though we walk in it, because we're in the spirit. You have to think about something. The physical realm is outside of the spirit. Does everybody get it? It's outside of the spirit, not inside of the spirit. It's outside of the spirit. Everything outside here is not in the spirit. The physical realm is not in the spirit. Only the temples of God that are in the spirit are in the spirit. Our weapons are not outside, but they're inside the spirit against the memories outside the spirit that will bring bondage and artificial freedom or bring strongholds to individuals. In the book of Daniel, chapter 12. Daniel 12. Artificial freedom. Daniel. It's right after Ezekiel. Glory to God. Daniel chapter 12, starting at verse 1. Is everybody there? Praise God. Let's speak it. At that time, Michael, the archangel, shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. Even so to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book of life. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the book, the words, and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. In other words, technology shall increase. Has technology reached a tremendous level? Phenomenal. Technology has increased. It's called artificial intelligence. AI. Technology. It causes artificial freedom. You know how many people are on the internet? And don't get me wrong, there's information you can get. But there's also virtual reality. There's games where people are in it. They live there. Young kids, man, you can't take them off of that stuff. They're addicted to it. You take that away from them, they freak out. It's addictive. It's false freedom. They've exchanged true freedom for false freedom. Look at drugs. Look at alcohol. It's all false freedom. Amen? Pornography, gambling, all that's false freedom. Heck, they're trying to take away our free speech. Everything is being monitored and decreased. The media lies and they censor everything else that's coming to try to bring truth, to bring true freedom to people, and they impose artificial freedom. Amen? There's mind-altering drugs that bring a false freedom. LSD, mescaline, meth. I don't know if you've heard of Kratom. Kratom? You know, you can buy it anywhere. People are overdosing from it. They haven't made it illegal yet. It's K-A-T-O-M, I believe. K-R-A-T-O-M? Yeah. People can buy it. They're using that in place of drugs. It's a drug itself. People grow it at home. People sell it. They haven't made it illegal yet, but it's killing people thinking it's helping people. It is a lie. It's artificial. People are touching that stuff and dying and don't even realize it. And there's all kinds of other drugs. People think that just because marijuana is legal, it's good for you. Hallelujah. It's all creating a false reality, artificial freedom, controlled and ruled by the demonic forces. False wisdom. Ephesians 4. We must be wise to these things, discerning to these things. These things are accursed items and draw demonic activity. Just because the law of the world says it's good doesn't mean God says it's good. Amen? Man, they got a pill for everything. But the pill don't work. Ephesians 4, verse 1. Let's speak it. I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk what? Worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness, gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and one, and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. In the Spirit is unity. There is a harmony in the Spirit. Outside of the Spirit, there is division, self-seeking, and artificial freedom. Amen. And I'm going to close at Romans 8. Verse 12, I think I did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Romans 8, verse 12. Artificial freedom. Let's speak it. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh or out of the Spirit. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you're going to live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are what? Sons of God, because they live in the Spirit. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Well, is the Spirit bearing witness with your spirit inside of you? Yes, not outside. And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. But the creation was subjected to futility not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption of the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does still one hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we don't see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we know not what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered or understood. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed into the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Discerning. Outside of the spirit is an artificial lifestyle. Amen. People have false hopes. Live by how much material, they judge by how much materialism they have. Never look at what you don't have. Thank God for what you got. And if you use up what he's given you, he gives you more. The vessel will never run out. The oil and flour will never run out, man. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your word. We are honored and blessed. I apply the blood of Jesus on the seed tonight that's been imparted by your spirit. Let it grow and bear fruit for your glory. And prepare us, Lord, for any attacks or attachments of artificial freedom that would come from the enemy, that we may be discerning with wisdom and empower the anointing to break free from any attack in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.